I was tasting the guys from the Potluck Club at the Marabi Club. They were here. Well, they're still here, and they bought some of their food to taste. And I don't know what I put in my mouth, but you know when you have this explosion of food and taste and freshness, and it was like OMG. It was friggin' amazing, whatever you put in my mouth. And I want to find out about this. And we're talking about the Pot Club. And these guys have been doing this pop-up restaurant. It's now been extended until the end of the year, I understand. It's fantastic. So you got a chance to go. But in the studio, we've got Katlego Mlambo, Dale De Roeg, Sitelo Mayani. How's it, guys? How are you doing?
Greetings, man.
Afternoon.
Hey,
man.
Listen, who cooked that, and what on earth was it, man?
I'll take the credit.
Yes.
And what you had is basically
Katlego Mlambo.
Yes, that is me indeed. What you had was a mouthful of flavor. We took it to Flavor Town. So yeah, that's what you're about.
Yeah, but what was in there?
So you had the beef shiitake.
Yeah.
With a bit of coriander. So imagine that when you put a plate of food, it's like building a house. You need a foundation, you need walls, and that's what you're about, you know. So you had the beef shiitake with some crispy sweet potato fries, a coriander pesto, some ponzu mayo, and to finish that off, a hoisin dressing.
And what was the crispy stuff on top?
Sweet potatoes, man.
Oh, man. You know what? I had that about, 15, 20 minutes ago? I can still feel the taste lingering in my mouth, man. That was just like dope. It was like an unbelievable experience. Now, Dale, this is a potluck restaurant, right? You guys are in Mabaneng.
So it's a potluck pop-up.
Yes.
It's actually a live music venue, a jazz venue, the Marabi Club.
Yeah.
And we partnered with Luke Dale Roberts and the Potluck Club.
Right.
Just to start and kick the place off.
So you guys just put up this pop-up. It's there, and you guys are creating this incredible creation, and you're just mishmashing it and just going with the flow, because there's something new that's coming out every single week. You're not going to get the same food that you had there last month, right?
No, we're not about that life.
Yeah. So, Sitelo,
yes, sir.
How's the response been?
Gee, I mean, we've been booked out until the end of this month, and pretty much the rest of October and November. So Joburg is loving it. A lot of people are coming back. So far, so good.
So you literally come there, you listen to some jazz at the Marabi Club, and then you got this pop-up that is just creating the most, orgasmic food that you can put into your mouth, and just like the taste explosions are amazing.
Well, yeah, what we wanted to do, we felt that Joburg was lacking on a really iconic jazz venue, and so we wanted to bring together the handful of elements, the world-class food, the world-class music, service, cocktails, and that's why we got involved with Luke. I think he's arguably the best chef in the country, and what we're doing on the music side is on a level that is as world-class as you can get.
Mm.
And so the marriage made sense, and then what we do is we have the potluck pop-up up until 10 o'clock in the evening. And then from 10 o'clock onwards, we do pizzas from a wood-burning oven.
No, man.
Yeah, just, you know, our
angle
is...
Who makes the pizzas? Do you make the pizza?
Who's
the pizza? What do they call a pizza specialist? A pizza preneur or something? Whatever they call it.
We'll call them that.
So what is like so different about your pizza?
No, so it's a Neapolitan-style pizza rather than the traditional Roman pizza.
Mm.
And I think the key's in the base. And simplicity, you know, the thinking is not to overcomplicate it. You know, we've got a really incredible fine dining experience.
Yeah.
And then it's a bit of simplicity there onwards with just really good flavors, simple pizzas. And people who maybe they couldn't get a booking, or maybe the type of food is a bit complicated for them, they can still come through and really enjoy the live music, the entertainment, etc.
How difficult is it to stay creative, Katlego? I mean, to come up with new stuff and stuff that don't know. You don't want to. The worst compliment you can get is walk into a restaurant and somebody says, "Oh yeah, but this other restaurant makes something similar, but yours is nicer." You don't want people to say that crap, man. You want them to say, "This is unique. This is different. Yeah. I've never tasted anything like this."
No, 100%. I think what inspires me is obviously the people I work with. I mean, working with Dale and Sitelo, this was, I think, a marriage meant to be, because we bounce off and we vibe off each other, you know what I mean? And I believe everyone can cook. It's just chefs glorify to make it seem cool, you know what I mean? So Dale might say, "Yo, gee, I think I had an amazing bowl of macaroni and cheese last night. And obviously being a chef, I take what he said and I just try to zhuzh it up into a much chefy effect, if that makes sense.
Chefy effect. Hey.
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, Palesa in Glen Vista, how's it?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say, I'm not a foodie, but these guys have turned my life around. I went with a few friends 2 weeks ago. Let me tell you, the food is simply out of this world. I remember after the delicious red one, having some dessert with some ice cream and popcorn, something. I mean, I'm telling you, everybody has to try it out. I'm actually trying to get another reservation because the food is completely out of this world. And the ambiance of the live blend was, it was just, yeah. We felt like we were not in Joburg. So I just wanted to give the guys kudos for that. Thank you.
Palesa, before you go, my darling, what is the one thing that, like, when you go to the potluck club, what is the one thing that you have to have? It's like a non-negotiable.
A non-negotiable. So I had some ribs. The drink will help me.
Oh. Short rib, yeah.
I had to do my red wine first. And I was singing along with the band, but the ribs were absolutely stunning. And the dessert, I think it was apple pie, but the ice cream had some popcorn stuff on top. And that is something that I still have the picture. Half eaten, mind you.
Oh.
But I said, when I go back, this is what I want.
Oh, wow. So what were you singing with the band to?
She had a good mix between local songs and international. So, you know, that was great. We had Brenda Fassi at some point singing. We took videos. I mean, it was absolutely stunning.
So was Brenda Fassi singing?
No.
Ah, you see the red wine at that stage, eh? Ah, Palesa, Joella. Ah, Palesa. Too much red wine. Guys, absolutely fantastic, man. I mean, thank you for coming in.
No, thank you, man.
Tell us, where does more get more details?
So you can go info at the Morabi Club. That's the best bet, www.themorabiclub.com. And just to correct Stella quickly, we just opened bookings for November.
Yes.
So we do have availability. I don't want people thinking that they can't check in. And we also have a waiting list.
Okay.
And we have, on average, sort of 6 no-shows a night. So we do, people must try their luck, you know, if you...
What do you do with no-shows? You like phone them at like 1 o'clock in the morning and say...
Yeah, no, we spam them badly. No, honestly, it is pretty heartbreaking, but otherwise, honestly, the response has been great. We're very happy.
Katlehom Lambo, Dale DeRaig, and Sitelo Mayani. Guys, thank you so much for coming into the studio. I'm going to be coming and playing you guys a visit in Mabuneng. I think it's extraordinary what you guys are doing. Well done. Thank you for joining.